the dogs. My mama's calls is set against the law for me to get what I need. A good friend and a place to ride. I'm gonna say it's gonna be alright. A good friend and a place to ride. A little pick me up to get me through the night.
Welcome to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. I'm Lisa Tarvis, and on the other end of the phone line, or whatever it is Daria. Ann, how are you, Daria?
Hey, Lisa. Hi, everyone. I'm on the other end of the Skype connection,
I guess. Yes, it is Skype today. That's right. It's on the Skype thingy. Radio land, I don't know. Anyway, so it's just to warn everybody, if you hear sniffling, sneezing, or coughing, that is me. I'm having some allergy issues today. But, you know, there's really no way to mute me. So, literally, nobody can ever mute me. But hopefully, we'll get through it without too much trouble. So today, we wanted to take some time to talk about weight loss, because obviously this is a time of year that we're all like, holy crap, we got to get into those shorts, or we've got to, you know, we'd like our arms to jiggle a little less, and maybe, you know, not look horrible in a bathing suit, whatever. And so everybody gets real self-conscious about their weight. And so we thought it would be a great time of year to have this topic. And I put, and I know, Jerry, you have some great stuff you use and you believe in. For me, there was one of those sniffles. For me, I put out a lot of different stuff on. I use a website called Mind Body Green, and I put out a lot of stuff on Twitter and Facebook from this website. They just have some really great information about a lot of different things. Just how to be a happier person, you know, and weight loss stuff and spiritual stuff and holistic stuff. So there's a lot of different things out there, and I have all this stuff, and I've been printing them for this because of the show, wanting to do this show. I've been printing them out, which my daughter Kristen, who's one of our co-hosts that we never hear from anymore, actually she just yelled at me. She came in and saw all the paperwork. And she's like, really, Mom? Isn't this a waste of paper? You really had to print all these out? I'm like, yes, Kristen, I did. Some of us are still old school like that. But a lot of the different stuff, like, it's going to be coming out on my Twitter account and Facebook over the next few weeks, but you know, some of it's really good stuff. I mean, stuff that I really thought that maybe people would be interested in now. And Daria, I know you have your routine and your eating style, and you know, your different things that you do. For me, I don't do. I mean, I'm not a fan of dieting. Period. I don't really think that dieting works. I think that we basically have to change our relationship with food. We have to change our patterns, our eating patterns, in order to really be successful at of eating healthy, for that aspect of it, for eating healthy and things like that. And one of the articles that I saw had, like, tricks to clean up your diet, and some of them, you know, I are not realistic, at least for me, but, you know, but I did, one of them was use that, like, grow like an indoor, and I actually started this, an indoor herb garden, and flavor your stuff with your own herbs instead of using chemicals or chemically treated things. You know, mint and you can have sage and oregano and basil and all those different things, and you can grow them really in your own kitchen, even in the wintertime, which is pretty cool. This other weird tip was, well, it's not weird, it's really cool, is freeze ripe bananas so that you can use them all year round for, you know, making smoothies or for making your own ice cream or something like that. Again, all natural and a really great little tip. And I think, too, I've tried freezing a lot of different fruits. I don't know if you've ever done that, Daria, but I've tried freezing fruits. It doesn't usually work very well. Bananas are the exception. And I think it must have something to do with there being less less watery or something. I'm not really sure, but everything I've ever tried to freeze has turned out mush, you know. Even when I buy frozen fruit, it's a lot of times, you know, when you thaw it, it just gets mushy, you know. I mean, I guess it's good for a smoothie. Who cares if it's mushy? But if you're actually, you know, getting it to eat, I mean, I think frozen bananas, what a cool thing to have, like, just frozen in your freezer and you just, you know, grab it. I think it's a great little snack. The other thing, one of the other tips on here was to make sure that you always have healthy food ready to go. Like, you always have healthy food sitting around. And I think that's so important because when you get hungry, I know this is how I am. When I get hungry, you know, I work from home. I'm home all day. So I just go and by the time I'm hungry and I take a break and I go to eat, I am looking for something fast. You know, looking for something quick. And you know what's quick? Chips are quick. You know, all the junk cookies are quick. All the junk food that's sitting there ready to go is really quick. And so if we have healthy foods, like one thing is, like, you know, I buy the bags of salad already, you know, cut up and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I'll squeeze some lemon on it, and I'll literally just eat it right out of the bag, like, with my hand. Like, just pick the lettuce out and, you know, and eat it that way. You know, that I think that's one of the things that I use, plus keeping fruit, like, you know, just fresh fruit around, fresh vegetables around, you know, anything like that that you really, really like to eat that's healthy. Another thing was making meals ahead of time, like breakfast. I mean, I never even thought about that until I read this, that you could make some sort of, you know, breakfast for yourself. You know, if you're in a hurry in the morning, just make something at night and have it the next day ready to go. I mean, I've really thought about that. I'm like, you could actually even do that with eggs or something. Like, if you wanted to make an omelet or a healthy omelet or something, You could cook that the night before, I mean, and warm it up in the morning. I mean, I guess you'd have to be really careful about, I guess, microwaving it for how long or whatever so it didn't get gross, but I think that would work. Making your own flavored water. One of the biggest calorie wastes I have is soda. Again, quick and easy. You know what I mean? I grab a soda, and I won't drink diet because I just read horror stories about things that are in diet sodas. So if I'm going to have a soda, it's going to be sugary, and what a waste of 150, 200 calories. So one of the things that is so cool, and so cool to do this time of year, too, is to get a big, you know, get a bunch of either whatever you want, either jars or pitchers, and fill them with water. And have put a ton of cucumbers in one, and a bunch of lemon in another one, and mint in one. I mean, whatever flavors you like, strawberry, blueberry, whatever, and just put those in the water, and then you have a choice of flavored waters to have ready all the time. And you don't have to even keep them refrigerated. I mean, you can put them over ice, so you know you can keep them out. Some people like to keep them, you know, in the sun so that they're kind of, you know, getting the sun's energy and all of that from it. And I kind of like that idea. And I've had friends that have done that and have had a lot of success with that. Plus, lemons are actually really good for weight loss by themselves. Every glass of water I have, I try to squeeze, you know, at least a quarter of a lemon into it. And I try to have a lemon a day. When I'm paying attention, I try to have a lemon a day because lemon is really detoxifying for the body, and it's really, really good for weight loss. It's really helpful. What do you do, Daria? What are you doing most? I mean, I know you're big into walking, and you do your walking and things like that for exercise. What do you do food-wise?
Well, yeah, and we'll get back to the walking because I really do the Leslie Sansone, which is more, she calls it walking, but it's really a lot more than that. But, you know, food-wise, I learned a lesson back in 1999, and I'm sorry, I feel I'm getting an echo. I don't know why, but it's like I can hear myself.
Oh, I hate that when that happens.
Hopefully the listeners aren't hearing the same thing.
I'm not hearing it, but let me adjust the volume a little bit. And see if that makes a difference, because that is annoying. I've had that happen. Hold on a second. Sometimes just adjusting the volume makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, that's all better already, Lisa.
Yeah, I just see if that's, is that any better?
Yeah, much better. Now I can blab to my heart's content.
Okay.
I hear myself echoing in
yeah,
my ear.
Oh, I know. I've had that happen, and sometimes it's actually, if you adjust the volume on Skype, it actually goes away. So that's what I just did. So hopefully it's a little better.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start out by answering your question with this premise. Not every program works for every person. So I just want to say that, you know, as you're listening to me, what I do may not work for you.
Right.
A lot of it, I think, has to do with your body composition, body chemistry, your personal preferences, what you like to eat. And I agree with you. I don't consider what I do a diet. It's a lifestyle. And
right.
That is what the low-carb lifestyle is. And let me just explain my history with that. Back in 1999, when I was working in marketing for in South Florida for a large national bank, my co-our administrative assistant, a really lovely woman, one day I came into the office and she had stopped at McDonald's and she had like scrambled eggs with just bacon. And I said to her, oh, you brought breakfast today. And she goes, yeah. She's like, I got to lose weight in the next couple of weeks. And the doctor wanted me to do Atkins. And I said to her, what's Atkins? Now, believe it or not, I vaguely had heard the name, but I really never paid much attention to it. So she was really the one that got me started, and she started to explain it. So then I went out and I bought, now, you know, yeah, I was online at the time, but I wasn't like the internet person that I am now. So I went out and bought the book. Dr. Atkins, the new Dr. Atkins Diet Revolution, and I was reading, and it was fascinating. I mean, the case studies in there of people that he'd worked with that had, for example, diabetes, had heart disease, all kinds of problems, and this doctor completely turned the traditional medical model on its head, you know, as far as, like, you know, everything being low fat and you know, high carbohydrates. Again, hear me out. I know this maybe not doesn't work for everybody. It does work for me. And I know a lot of people on Facebook, I have a friend, her name is, she goes by Lisa Love Low Carb on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This woman had diabetes for many, many years. Now, she's like our age. I would say she's in her mid-40s. Very attractive woman. She's really into fashion and style. I think she's a hairdresser, a makeup artist. She does really great work. And she happens to live in Clearwater now, actually. But she and I have had conversations, and she said to me, Dr. Atkins changed my life. I'm off of all my medications. Some of the biggest food misconceptions that really bother both of us are the things like butter is evil. Well, you know what? It's funny, and I should have saved this article the other day, but there was a big study that people were sharing all around Facebook about how butter is actually good for you.
Right.
Eggs were very much maligned for many, many years.
Yes.
I love eggs. I mean, you know, and so certain things that you're allowed to have on Atkins, and I don't want to get all technical, but, you know, that's not what the show is about, but people can go to the Atkins website, atkins.com, for more information. But it blew me away how this doctor, and he was a medical doctor, you know, completely revolutionized, I mean, that's not an exaggeration, you know, the traditional model, because I have to say, in my life, you know, I guess when I got to be like maybe 8 or 9 years old, that's when I started to get a little chubby. I was never an obese kid, but always like a little bit overweight. And so, you know, went to Weight Watchers with my mom, you know, because my mom was concerned and kids were picking on me and all that kind of stuff. And so from the time I was like 8 years old, I'd tried Weight Watchers, I've tried Nutrisystem, all these different diet plans. This was the only one that became a lifestyle that actually worked for me.
Right.
And, you know, people are just like, oh, well, don't you have to eat a side of beef? No. If you don't like red meat, you do not have to eat red meat on Atkins. In fact, there's a vegetarian version. I mean, I don't personally recommend it because I'm not a vegetarian and I never plan to be one. It's not like I'm eating a steak every night either, but I like my red meat. I like my chicken, fish, you know, poultry, and you can have all those things. I mean, you can have real butter. You can cook, and he's very big on herbs. He's very big on – the diet's actually in four phases, and it's not like, you know, people have this other misconception, oh, well, you know, he doesn't allow fruit. Well, no, when you're in the induction phase for 2 weeks to kind of jumpstart your weight loss, that's the only time fruit is restricted. And plus, you know, the carbs that you do eat are the good carbs. Like you mentioned, the bag of salad.
Right.
You can eat as much salad as you want on this diet. You can eat lettuce to your heart's content, broccoli, string beans, spinach, which I love. There's an endless list of approved vegetables.
Right.
By the time you get to maintenance, you can even have an occasion. You can have a glass of wine. You just make allowances for it. The fruits that you do eat on Atkins are the ones that he recommends that are the best for you are berries, which I love: strawberries, raspberries, blueberries. You can have whipped cream. I can have real cream in my coffee. I refuse to compromise on that. Just like you were saying about the soda thing, Lisa.
Right.
I was laughing because, first of all, aside from the horrific health risks of diet soda, to me it's disgusting.
It is
if
disgusting.
I'm gonna have a soda, I'm drinking the real thing, or
me
I'm just
too.
Not drinking it.
Yeah. Right.
And I banned soda like years ago from my diet, but you know, but I do keep Coke around every once in a while if I get a stomach ache or something. That seems to be the only thing that helps me. But I'm definitely with you on that. So it became a lifestyle. Just to make a long story short, I mean, at that time, I was struggling to lose weight, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I was doing all the traditional low-fat thing, you know, low-fat, you know, eat your greens, you can have pasta. You know, I wasn't overeating. I mean, it's not that, but I just was not losing weight. And then Priscilla, who's the woman who introduced me to Atkins, did my homework on it, started it, and lost, like, 45 pounds.
Yeah.
In a reasonable amount of time. It wasn't like I lost it in 2 weeks, you know, but I could see steady progress. So as far as the exercise, so I recommend it. And today I've kind of, you know, I do my own thing. I love Greek yogurt. I'll have like a vanilla flavored Greek yogurt for breakfast. I recommend, like when you were talking about the lettuce, I would also recommend like adding some kind of protein and maybe yogurt. I love tzatziki sauce, which is like Greek yogurt with, oh my gosh. I'm drawing a blank here. Not dill, but although dill is very good too. So that's what works for me. And I don't think of it as a diet. I just think of this as the way I eat. Now, I'm not going to lie and say like I never break down and have bread because I do once in a while. But you know, I really don't miss it. And this is going to sound weird because you know I am Italian and I grew up around pasta. If I never had pasta again, I wouldn't even care. Like I remember back then. I mean. Because I was really strict with it, and I stayed off of pasta for like 6 or 7 months, And then when it was like Christmas time, I think, because I love, we do the seven fish dinner, and my mom always makes like spaghetti and clams with the white clam sauce as part of that. And I started to eat some, and it was like the pasta tasted like cardboard to me. It really? Just didn't taste good anymore.
Right.
So, you know, so that's what works for me. And there are ways to modify different things. And like I said, the diet's in four phases. But I know people personally who have had health issues that have been solved by maintaining a low-carb diet. And there, and I will also have to add, too, he cuts out sugar. So he recommends, like, Stevia or Truvia is one that I really like. I think that that's a good sweetener, and it's natural, and it doesn't have any kind of chemicals that's going to, you know, have any negative adverse health effects on people. So that's kind of what I do. I mean, you know, we're humans that have fallen off the wagon several times along the way over the years, but I find when I get back, you know, when I stick to that, stick to my plan and exercise, that kind of keeps me in a good spot.
One of the things I did, and I, it was very controversial as well. Like, you know, what you're saying about Atkins, I tried Atkins with my husband, and it got, was frustrating because he lost so much weight and I lost like nothing, you know, and I'm just like, and I was starving because I didn't like, I wasn't, the only thing I would eat that was on the diet plan really was eggs, you know, so I was constantly having omelets constantly. And, and I'm not a big meat person. I mean, I eat meat, but I'm not huge into meat. I mean, like chicken and all that, you know, so it was hard for me. So anyway, but I didn't read the book. I just followed what my husband was doing. So what he was eating, I was sort of eating, and, you know, I really wasn't paying that close of attention. However, about 4 years ago, I was about 40, 45 pounds overweight. And, overweight, what the Surgeon General says, you know, I mean, that kind of overweight. And not because I wanted to fit into, you know, a certain size or anything like that. It was actually, you know, unhealthy. And I have half a thyroid. I have thyroid disease, and I have tumors on my thyroid. So having half a thyroid, you know, there's always ups and downs with my weight. It's just always going to be that way. Because my thyroid, you know, it's a constant adjustment. Every 6 months I have blood work done, and, you know, sometimes they have to tweak the meds, and, you know, it's a fatigue thing, and it's just a mess. So, you know, weight is probably something I'll be paying attention to for my entire life. So this is, like, why I say this has to be, you know, a lifestyle thing. But
yeah,
a few years ago, I did a lot of research, and I researched diets that work for people with thyroid disease, because, you know, when you have thyroid disease or you have something, you know, an autoimmune disease of some sort, your weight loss isn't the same as everyone else. It, the same things
right.
don't work. So I was doing research trying to figure out what would work, and I ran across HCG. And I was like HCG, and I don't even remember what it stands for now. It's basically a hormone. And I found a homeopathic version of HCG, because HCG diet initially was injections. You got injections every day, or you gave yourself injections every day. And I'm like, okay, not doing that. Not a big fan of needles, and just doesn't sound very healthy, but this was a homeopathic type that you put under your tongue. And the concept basically is that the HCG tricks your body into thinking that you're having 2,000-4,000 calories a day when you're only having about 500 calories a day. So that's why it was so controversial, because everybody was like, how are you surviving on 500 calories a day? And I'm like, I'm not surviving on 500 calories a day, actually, you know, because the way the HCG is working is that, you know, I'm actually burning it looks like I'm using, you know, 3,000, or I'm taking in 3,000 calories a day. You have to research it to understand it. It's really complicated. I think the science behind it is a little complicated. Every time I read it, I'm like, oh, this is so simple. And then when I try to explain it to somebody else, I'm like, this is so complicated. But it's really not. It's pretty simple, but it's like hard for me to explain to other people without you actually reading it. but reading about it. But anyway, there were these drops, and you ordered these drops, and you put them. You put so many drops under your tongue, you know, before, like half hour before a meal, and you would eat. But you would eat. It was very strict. There was no sugar. There was no oils. There was no butter. There was, you know, certain vegetables, but you couldn't have carrots. I mean, it was a very, very strict diet. I, after the first probably 2 days, had no cravings at all on this diet.
Wow.
And I lost 45 pounds in about 3 months. And that was with taking, I took 2 weeks off because my husband and I went to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and I was like, all right, I'm drinking, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to enjoy this trip. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to, you know, I'll just take the time off during that. So I did take a couple weeks off during those 3 months. But it was, I mean, not, yes, that I put most of the weight back on now, yes, 4 years later. But really, that just happened in the last year. And that's based on some health things, you know, again, thyroid things and things like that that caused a lot of it to come on. And a lot of it was just, you know, laziness and me not, like, you know, me not paying attention to what I was eating. And, you know, it's very easy to get out of the style that you're eating. I got to the point where I felt so good on that HCG diet, and everybody was like, you're full of it. There's no way you can possibly feel good only having 500 calories a day. And I'm like, I feel amazing. I'm having lean meat, so I'm having lean chicken, but it's 4 ounces of chicken. It's 4 ounces of beef. You know, you're measuring, you're weighing how much of everything you have. You can have, like, salad. I did, that's when I started picking the salad out of the thing. Everybody else was sitting around watching a ball game or whatever and, you know, eating chips and popcorn and stuff, and I would sit down with my little bag of salad, happy as can be, you know. I didn't crave any of it. It really did work for me. And I know it's worked for other people. There are a lot of people that can't get through those first few days. I was just super motivated. I was doing this. I was losing this weight, and that was it. You know, sometimes it just takes that one picture, you know, and I know it was Christmas, and somebody took a picture at my mother-in-law's house, and of me sitting there, and I'm like, holy crap, that is not me. Like, there's like two of me, you know. It was horrible. And so that picture was my motivation. I was just like, that's it. You know, I'm not gonna do this. And not to mention, I felt like hell. You know, I felt horrible when
yeah.
when you're not eating right and you're overweight, and the older you get, you know, like 40s and 50s and things like that, you can't, I mean, things start, your joints start to, you know, not be able to handle the extra weight, and, you know, you're completely fatigued. Going up and down the steps in your own house can be exhausting. So I think it's so important that that everybody does find the thing that works for them. Now, Atkins technically is a diet. HCG technically is a diet. However, just because you're using them as a diet to maybe jumpstart a weight loss doesn't mean that, like, you've made Atkins a lifestyle, because you cheat here and there. You still have, you know, your days when you do what you want, but it's basically what you follow. It's basically the
But also, Lisa, I have to say, I mean, in the book, phase four is maintenance. That is the lifestyle.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
The Atkins diet. And I hate the word diet, too, and it's such a loaded word.
It is,
but it's
is,
like
yeah.
Anybody that reads the book, if they take the time to actually read the book and not – see, and this is what happens sometimes with something that's quote-unquote controversial. People don't take the time to investigate the whole thing. They hear all the controversial aspects.
Right.
And then they don't get anything else out of it.
Yeah.
The man himself says this is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not a diet.
Yeah.
And so that's what phase four is. That's maintenance. And I'm
the
sure
same,
you played
the
that
same,
with the other bit.
The
yeah.
same with HCG. HCG yeah. also has a maintenance phase where, you know, where you're, you know, you're following, you're up to, I mean, there are, and they also now, it's not just 500 calories a day. You can do 500, you can do 1,000, 1,500. There are different things. You know, 500 is what I did and what is typical, because it's the fastest way to lose weight. And, you know, most people, like for me, I'm one of those people, I have to see results fast or I get very unmotivated very fast. So, you know, that's why for me it was like, you know, on the first day I lost like 4 pounds. And I'm like, what? You know, and then the next day I lost 2 pounds. And then the next day I lost another 2 pounds. And then the next day, you know, the first week I was down like 10 pounds. And I'm like, this is incredible. And then, of course, it slowed down. So you got to a point where in a week I might lose 2 pounds or a pound, you know, at when time went on. And then, that happens. And that's what, you know, and then you get to the maintenance phase, like you're talking about with Atkins. You get to the maintenance phase, and all of a sudden, you know, you're avoiding certain foods. You're avoiding certain things. And it turns out that those things are what were giving me gallbladder attacks, which I now have again. And the things that were giving me the incredible fatigue. 500 calories a day doing HCG at the beginning of the program and really restricted. I had more energy then than I have ever had. I mean, since I was really young. And people didn't believe it. People were like, there's no way this is working. And a lot of the friends that I turned on to it, because they were like, I can't believe how much weight you've lost. You look amazing. What the heck did you do? And so everybody went out and bought HCG. No, I don't have one friend that was able to make it through. You know, they couldn't do it. They couldn't get through those first few days. You really do have to be, you know, you really do have to. A lot of this is motivation. I mean, it's really easy to get back into the same routine, you know.
Yeah, and I want to make another point because you brought up something and that I forgot to mention this. For me, yeah, I do measure weight loss, but I have to say the secret to my success, I do not get on the scale every day. I don't even get on the scale once a week. I go by my clothing and I go by my measurement.
Right.
And that's where the working out comes in. Leslie Sansone is, and again, by far my absolute favorite exercise professional, celebrity, quote unquote, if you will. And I've tried many, many different ones. I'm not a gym person. I don't like the meat market atmosphere. I don't like having to leave my house to go somewhere. I'm not even into the weight training. So the thing that's great with Leslie Sansone, although she calls it, quote unquote, walk at home, you can, first of all, it's really low impact aerobics. And some of her, depending on the workouts you get, and a lot of times you can get one DVD and there's like 4 or 5 different workouts on them. And she measures them by miles. But that doesn't mean you need a lot of room in your house. You can do it in a small amount of space at home, which is great. And a couple of her workouts that I do, especially the one that I love the most right now is 3 mega miles with this big stretchy band. And, you know, I've been doing her stuff for like four years. Regular, faithfully. I mean, I found out about her like 6 years ago and I started and I was like off and on, but I would say like in the last 4 years I've been really faithful to it. And in the last year since 3 mega miles came out, that's the one I tend to do the most. And I'm seeing definition, muscle definition, my toning in my arms and legs. I can see things kind of shifting. It's not like an overnight process. And especially like you said, you get over 40 and it's not quite as easy. But my blood pressure, which has always been low, is low to this day. It's like I average like 90 over 60, my blood pressure. I'm not on any medication. And I really look forward to doing her workouts because not just for the health benefits and the exercise, but because she's such a real, genuine person. She's not an exercise snob and she's not a drill sergeant. I get very turned off by
me too.
That, and I won't even name the names.
Yeah, I know.
They just don't appeal to me. Those guys that are very popular. I mean, because to me, they're very self-serving and self-centered. And it's like, look at me, look at my abs, look at my body. Leslie is the antithesis to that. I mean, and she's like always interacting with her walkers, and you know, you can just tell there's like genuine. She genuinely cares about people being healthy, and it just comes across. And she's genuinely happy. She's like one of those people that's lit from within. But what I do also, because I love my classic rock workout music. I lower the volume on the DVD, and I have my playlist on Grooveshark, and I just blast that through the computer, and I go to town. And you know, the thing about Leslie Sansone, like I said, there's all different workouts. A lot of times there's 4 or 5 on one disc. So if I don't have a lot of time, and I only have time to do a 2-mile thing, fine. You know what I mean? As long as I'm doing something every day.
Right.
And I have probably like about 4 or 5 of her DVDs, which probably works out to like 20 different workouts. And they're great. I don't have to go outside. I don't have to waste time because I work at home, busy doing stuff on the computer for different clients. I don't want to leave my house to go to a gym, you know, to waste like, you know, 3 hours by the time you get back and showered and all that kind of thing. So, and this works. And I don't have to use weights to get the results I want as far as muscle tone. So I highly recommend that if there's anybody out there listening that's like me, you know, in terms of the weights and not liking gym. She's awesome.
We have a gym membership. My husband goes to the gym seriously 7 days a week. He is a insane workout person. He's into bodybuilding. He's into cardio, and I won't go with him to the gym because it's embarrassing to watch him work out. I mean, honest to God, it actually is embarrassing. He puts his headphones on and he's got like metal music blasting in his head or in his ears or something, and he's making all these horrible noises while he's running really fast on the treadmill. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know him. You know, so I don't like the smell of the gym. I don't like anything about the gym. I don't like the girls to show up with their makeup on and their little cute outfits. And I'm like, really? And then there's those of us that are, you know, in yoga pants and a big t-shirt trying to cover our butts, you know? So it's like, for me, it's just not my thing either. But I know that there are some really good apps out there. And one of the ones that I use and once in a while will still get into using, I get bored on a treadmill, walk, and you don't get anywhere, yeah. You know, I don't know. But there's one called the Couch to 5K, I think it is, and it takes you from being basically a couch potato to being able to run a 5K in like a certain amount of time. And it's really actually cool. I mean, for someone like me that cardio, it's a long story, but I was born with a heart murmur that back in the late 60s when I was born and first diagnosed, they basically told my parents I wasn't allowed to run. I wasn't allowed to swim above my waist. There were all these weird, because they didn't know any better. It was just the restrictions that were on somebody with a heart murmur. And they couldn't tell if there was more. Do I have a hole in my heart? So it was all this ridiculousness. So I basically, from the word go, never got a real good cardio, tolerance. And then I remember I was supposed to outgrow this heart murmur, and I was in track, and like, I don't know, I decided I wanted to go from doing nothing to running track, you know, at school, which was really intelligent. And I dropped, I couldn't, after running for a little while, I stopped breathing, I couldn't breathe. And so I had to go to the hospital and, you know, wear that stupid device, whatever it is, you know, to monitor my heart for a couple days. And turned out I still had this heart murmur. So for me, I went back to basically no exercise. So for me, cardio is not something that I'm ever going to embrace. I don't think I have a normal ability for it because I just never had any kind of buildup from the time I was born. So then there's also, you know, the boredom that's involved in cardio to me. But the Couch to 5K, if you do it outside, it's not so bad. You play your music. You know, it actually works with, you can take your playlist. Like, I have an exercise playlist. And it plays your playlist. And then when the trainer says, okay, time to walk for 3 minutes. You walk for 3 minutes and then say, okay, time to jog for 1 minute. And you jog for 1 minute. So she interrupts or he interrupts, whichever you choose, the playlist that you're listening to tell you when to switch it up and to give you a little bit of motivation here and there when they know you're probably dropping off. And it's just an increase every time you do it. And you do it, you know, I think it's every other day or something like that. So that was really a cool one to me for exercise. But I do like lifting weights. I do enjoy the muscle, like the building the muscles and training muscles and stuff like that. But again, it's something really hard to do when you're not going to the gym. So I don't know. Again, it's a very individual thing. I have, ever since I've known you, actually, when you turned me on to Leslie Sansone, and I did buy a CD. My thing was I didn't find a way that you could get it like on an MP3 or something like that, download it, you know, so that I could have it on my iPod. So I don't know if she has done that since then, but it was a DVD at the time. And so I didn't have a way to take it with me. I mean, if you weren't standing in front of the TV, you couldn't really do it. I don't know if that's changed or not. The other thing that I love and that I would use only as my only exercise, you know, if I ever get motivated enough to actually start it, is yoga. I mean, yoga is amazing. Yoga is mm-hmm. so good for you, and it's good for you for so many reasons. And I put a lot, I tweet a lot about, you know, different articles I see on yoga, and I get so motivated sometimes, and then I decide, all right, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to start yoga, and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, no, not today, you know. So you can always talk yourself out of, you can always talk yourself out of it, you know, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the bottom line is you have to get motivated enough to do it and to start anything, whether it's a different eating plan or whether it's an exercise plan. You have to get motivated to do it. But there are some other things that I was reading about that that they say are basically myths, and that I wanted to bring up, because these, when I read them, I was like, wow, I really did think that this was, you know, it's just something you don't really think about. But weight loss is about calories. That's a myth. They're saying eating 500 yes. calories of Brussels sprouts is not the same as eating 500 or drinking 500 calories in soda. You know, while energy that can be measured in a lab from breaking the chemical bonds stored in 500 calories of Brussels sprouts might be the same as breaking the bonds of 500 calories of soda, what happens to in your body when you digest and assimilate these two foods is a totally different story. So the you know, the 500 calories of Brussels sprouts, to have 500 calories of Brussels sprouts, you basically have to eat 10 cups of Brussels sprouts. That's a lot of Brussels sprouts. And they're packed with complex carbohydrates, protein, fiber, vitamin C, vitamin A, you know, all these different things that are so, you know, good for you. And they metabolize slowly, and the calories contained are not entirely absorbed. But 500 calories in soda, which is basically the equivalent of two 20-ounce Cokes, is entirely made of sugar. Those calories are easily absorbed, and when consumed, they lead to inflammatory hormonal cascade that is the beginning of diabetes, obesity, high triglycerides, and sugar addiction. I am a sugar addict. I don't ever, ever say that. I actually have like, I remember a place I used to work, I gave up sugar. By the third day, my boss was leaving candy bars on my desk. He's like, please just eat some sugar. We can't take it anymore. Because I was like a crazy person, because I was addicted. And triglycerides, I mean, I just had my cholesterol checked. My triglycerides are bad. You know, they're too high. So, you know, I mean, it's all these things. And it's so true, because you don't realize the reaction that goes on in your body when you're taking these things in. Another myth that they talked about was what we were just talking about. Weight loss comes down to cardio. And they're saying that's not true. You know, the metabolic boost you get from a short session of intense weightlifting lasts for up to 24 hours. By contrast, the boost from a long run lasts only a couple hours. So spending hours in a spin class or whatever might feel great and be an important balance if you have a sedentary lifestyle, but cardio doesn't equal weight loss. You know, so that was interesting. You know, myth number three, you know, let's see, what did it say? To lose weight, you're going to have to starve. You know, absolutely not true. Healthy, skinny people eat real food in real quantities. They eat nutritious Yep. foods like whole fruits and vegetables, plant-based fats, lean proteins, and they avoid processed sugar and chemical crap, basically, that's widely available in the grocery store. And one of the other things that was a myth, fat makes you fat. I remember I lost a ton of weight doing a high-carb diet one time, and I did. I lost weight doing that. I was much younger. I was in my 20s. But they're like, no, wrong. Fat does not make you fat. Sugar makes you fat.
That's Atkins too.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And that's one of the things. I mean, I think that really. I mean, I think Atkins was the beginning of the change, and the way people started understanding that there was more to weight loss than calorie counting, that it was basically taking into account how our body reacts to the food we're taking in. Sugar causes huge problems. One of my things is, you know, I have got to find a way to give up sugar, and it's hard because it's in a lot of stuff, and of course it's in everything that tastes good, but they said fat tastes great for a reason. Mono and polyunsaturated fats are critical for your body to function. These fats are building blocks of your brain and all your cell membranes, and certain kinds of fat, like omega-3 fatty acids, keep inflammation down. It's processed foods filled with refined sugars and grains that are absorbed quickly and stored quickly, which lead to a cascade of inflammation and ultimately to more fat storage. Another myth. Weight loss is about sticking to a plan. Again, I think we're talking diet there. You know, they say, I can't tell you how many patients and friends I've seen grow weary of maintaining their constant vigilance over weight. The stress of self-loathing that comes with it is too much to bear. And strangely, when they don't let go, when they start eating with nourishment as their goal and start exercising to feel good, rather than to exhaust themselves, the pounds actually disappear. It may sound counterintuitive, but it is a much freer way of living. So what they're recommending, and by the way, the article I'm reading from right now, I'm gonna tell you who it's. I found it on again Mind Body Green. It's called, and the it's called Five Things Everyone Gets Wrong About Weight Loss Plus How to Get It Right. And it's by Dr. Robin Berzin, B-E-R-Z-I-N. It was published on May 2nd of this year. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's B-E-R-Z-I-N, Berzin, I don't know. Anyway, but what she recommends, eat real, whole, unprocessed, unrefined foods that don't cause inflammation. Avoid sugar and refined carbs. Detox regularly. We can talk about detoxing in a bit, but find the music and enthusiasm on a regular basis. You know, it's basically just, you know, being happy. And she even recommends Pharrell, you know, the Happy video, you know, the song Happy.
I don't think I know that.
It's a really upbeat video. And, you know, she says, when you think about creating the body you want, ask yourself how you'll feel when you have it. For me, one of the dancers in Pharrell's Happy video comes to mind. Once you feel it, sit with that feeling for a minute. So it's about just, you know, finding a way to feel good, you know, too. So anyway, I found that was really interesting, to breaking some of the myths. You know, some of the myths that are out there about dieting and, you know, and what the food's actually doing to you. And, you know, there are a lot of food allergies. There's a lot of, you know, we're hearing gluten-free, oh my gosh, there's so many things, and it's mind-boggling, and you just don't know what you're supposed to do, what works for you. And I think that everybody, like you said at the beginning of the show, everybody kind of has to figure that out for themselves. What works best for them? You know, it's not, what works for you might not work for me. What works for me may not work for you. That's okay. We're all made differently. We're all, you know, we all have our genetic makeup is different. Some of us gain weight differently than others. Some of us, mm-hmm. you know, lose. If we gain weight differently, if different foods and different things make us gain weight, then it makes sense that it's also going to make us lose weight, you know, differently too. But one of the things that I read about that, you know, if people that are suffering from bloating and brain fog and weight gain and headaches and you know, and serious fatigue, there's a lot of times that's a food allergy. And what another article that I had read was basically an elimination diet, which is not like poopy, like it sounds like it's poopy, but it's not. It's actually eliminating these food groups: gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, corn, peanuts, sugar, and alcohol. completely avoiding all those foods for 4 weeks, and you're able to basically clear out any antibodies and usually notice an improvement in symptoms. So if you just eliminate those things for 4 weeks, you can then start adding them back one by one and test your body's response. So basically you're resetting your whole body. You're getting all of those things out of your system for a month. All those things are out of your system, and then you can slowly add. You add wheat back in, or wheat, rye, and barley. Maybe you add those back in. The gluten. You add eggs back in, and dairy back in, and soy one by one, and see how your body reacts to it. Do you start getting bloated again? Because I tried doing wheat free. I thought maybe there's a wheat belly book out there that's really actually interesting, and I actually learned a lot from that too. And I noticed that, you know what? Yeah, that's true. I did feel better without wheat in my diet, but I was still reacting to some foods that were wheat free. So then I was like, well, what the heck is in this food that's wheat free that's causing me to feel bloated? You know, that's causing me to get cranky. You know, I mean, so I'll get cranky after I eat certain things. I'm like, what the heck is that, you know, that's in there? And honestly, I think it's sugar. I really do. I think it's sugar. And that's a battle I have to take on very soon. But,
yeah.
You know, and then you got to start thinking about what is healthy to eat, you know, and start eating those things, you know, the fish and the chicken and the, the healthy fats and the milk alternatives. Almond milk. I just bought a big thing of almond milk. I still haven't opened it yet. It's going to go bad. I buy all the right things, so they're there, and then I'm like, I don't really want to eat that. So, I think I rarely recommend everybody use this. Go to this site called www.mindbodygreen.com, and there's really great stuff. Or if you just follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, I post articles, probably 4 or 5 articles a day from that website, because there are so many, and they're not always about diets, but there are so many really, really, really great articles that I absolutely love from that website. So I don't put some of the stuff out there that I'm not really interested in that they put out there, but there's some really great stuff that I really recommend everybody do. And you know, if you have a lot of weight to lose and you want to jumpstart, check out Atkins. Check out South Beach. I mean, South Beach is another alternative to Atkins. You know, that's I tried South Beach too. I didn't do any better on that than I did on Atkins, but it was a little easier for me, and I don't remember the difference. It was a long time ago. Look up the HCG, you know, do some research. It's sometimes all you need is that boost, that 10 pounds gone to motivate you. Like if you can lose 10 pounds in a couple of weeks or in a month and everything fits a little better, your clothes are fitting better, it's a lot easier, at least for me and I think for most people, to stay motivated. You know, and say, okay, I want to keep this going. So if you need to do one of these diets that actually is a diet, if you need to join Weight Watchers or whatever, you know, you can do that, and you may not have to stick with it for a long time, you know, paying the fees and all that kind of thing, but you can certainly get it as, you know, do it as a jump start. Do a detox. You know, do whatever as a jump start, and then once you've got that weight off, then you're motivated to really just start, I think, eating healthy. For me, that's all I need. You know, once I get it started, then I'm like, oh, okay, I lost 10 pounds. I do not want those back. I'm avoiding anything processed. I'm not having sugar. I'm not having, you know, anything out of a can. I'm not having, you know, anything out of a box. That's kind of you start to want to take care of yourself a little bit better once you have that motivation, you know. Sometimes, you know, for me, I need that initial, okay, I just lost 10 pounds. I don't want to gain those 10 pounds back. I want to lose more. And that's my motivation to get going. But again, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's finding what works for you.
Absolutely. It really is. It really is. So anybody who has been listening and wants, it has any suggestions for weight loss or things that have worked for them, we have, Love Liberty and Lip Gloss has its own Facebook page, and I don't know what it's called. Jerry, do you know what it's called?
I'm sorry,
Love Liberty and Lip Gloss, the Facebook page?
The group page is just Love Liberty and Lip Gloss, right?
Yeah, but I mean, is facebook.com/, is it LLL or is it Love Liberty and Lip Gloss? Do you remember?
Well, I can tell you in a minute. How about that?
Yeah,
I'm
can't.
I'm getting an echo again. I don't know why. It's driving me nuts. But no, it's Love, comma, Liberty, and the and sign, Lip Gloss.
Okay, so it's facebook.com, Love, comma, Liberty.
Oh, hang on, Lisa. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the address. I'm sorry, at the top, the HTTP. Okay, yes, facebook.com/LoveLibertyAndLipGloss.
Okay.
Together. Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss.
Love, Liberty, and the word, and Lip Gloss. Go. You can go to that page, or you can just type in on Facebook, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and you'll find the you'll find our page. And you can make comments there. Follow the page. A lot of these articles I will post to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss as well when I see them. I think that, you know, it's great. I mean, sharing information, talking about what works, talking about, you know, the age differences. I mean, sometimes, you know, there are different tips for weight loss for women over 40. I sent out an article in March, I think the end of March or early April, that that was specifically about, you know, weight loss for women over 40. And I'll try and get that back out there again. It's actually, you know, we're running out of time today, but you know, it's really interesting to it's not a whole, it's not a big difference. It's just, you know, again, our bodies change, our chemical makeup changes a little bit, our hormones definitely change as we get older, and so we might have to, it becomes a little, you know, we get a little resistant to, our body's holding on to that fat for whatever reason, and so there are ways to get around that, and to, you know, work with your body, understanding why it's different than when you were 20 years old. You know, that's one of the fun things about getting older too. But anything else that you can think of, Daria, that you didn't get to talk about?
No, but I do want to recommend, and perhaps we can bring her on as a future guest, but there's another excellent blog having to do with, this is geared mainly towards women, which is perfect for our show, drtanya.com, that's drtania.com.
Right.
Dr. Tanya is a holistic chiropractor, and she's also a women's lifestyle blogger. And the great thing about her is, like, she combines fun, you know, kind of posts with actual health knowledge. So it's kind of like, you know, where WebMD can be kind of dry and places like that. I'm not putting them down because, you know, I do use that for information. But Dr. Tanya is like a perfect mix of entertainment and good, solid health information. And so she covers everything from, you know, health and wellness, lifestyle, anything that's of interest to women. She's got all kinds of categories on her blog.
Did you interview
parenting,
her?
Excuse me?
Did you interview her?
Yes, I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago on WriteStream Tuesday, and we talked about something that affects writers and really anybody that works at a computer and lots of people, carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to do something a little bit different, and certainly that affects, you know, writers and authors who do spend hours and hours at their computer. And it was a fascinating interview. And if anybody wants to check out the archive, just go to blogtalkradio.com/WriteStream. And the interview took place on May 13th, and it was wonderful. And she's just a phenomenal guest. And she has a wealth of knowledge.
I know you sent me her information, and we really should get her on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Not to mention Just Believe, actually, my other show, because I think that it would be, she would be a great fit for both those shows, and this one and for Just Believe. But you know, that brings up everybody to learn about all of our shows on on the RightStream Network. You can visit our website. It's rightstreamradio.com. That's RightStream, W-R-I-T-E-S-T-R-E-A-M, radio.com. And visit that website, and you can learn about all of our shows, our weekly lineup, basically, and all of our hosts. And you can actually get linked to the archive through there too. I think I did that. I'm pretty sure I made that happen on the page. And you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, like Daria just said, and catch all the archives for any of our shows there. You can do a search or whatever you want to do to find a certain show or a certain topic. So it's a really good place to go and find, whether you're into military and political stuff or writing and books or spirituality or family stuff. There's a great amount of stuff out there and on our network for everybody. And of course, you can find out all my stuff, everything I'm doing, and everything by visiting my website at lisatarvis.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Daria, how can everybody find you?
I am at Daria Ann on Twitter, D-A-R-I-A-A-N-N-E. You can also find me on Facebook, Daria Ann DiGiovanni Author. And you can find my blog, dariadigiovanni.com.
Yeah, that's where all of our stuff is. I'm under Lisa Tarvis, at Lisa Tarvis on Twitter, and you can find me at Metaphysical Healing by Lisa Tarvis, or under just Lisa Tarvis, actually. I have three Facebook pages. That's ridiculous, I know.
I do too.
Isn't it crazy? It's like, it's just like, yeah. What do you...
Two profiles and, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 pages.
Yeah, well, we have Right Streams. We have Right Streams that we manage together, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss that we manage together. So, yeah, there are a lot of pages. Plus, I have my author page, my personal page, and my metaphysical healing page. So, yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much. Should be, maybe a way to combine all that, but it's all good. It's fun. Social media is awesome.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. So anyway, if you don't have anything else, Daria, I think we can wrap it up today. Everybody, don't forget to check out Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on Facebook, and you can always go to rightstreamradio.com and leave a comment there as well, on the show or on anything you want to talk about regarding our topic today or any other topic that we've had any other day, really. But if you have any great tips for something that way you lost weight or a way that you found it easier to get through an exercise routine, absolutely, please share it with everybody in the Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, on the Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss Facebook page. We'd love to hear about it. So if I think that's it, so we will talk again next Friday. And everybody have a fantastic week. Thanks, Daria. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
Oh, that's right. It's Memorial
Day
weekend.
U.S. veterans.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you to the veterans. And, I forgot it was even, I can't believe it's the end of May. Stunning.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. I'm just like, whoa, really? Memorial Day already? Before you know it, it'll be Labor Day. It's like time goes that fast. Anyway, everybody have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next week.